Welcome to the Morning Splash podcast.
The MSP. You wanna pour.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. We're going to do this daily podcast of things we talked about, like the top trending topics of the day. Tadpole had the idea, let's call it the MSP. He's trying to be hip and cool and assign this cool little acronym for it. And I like it, though. It's okay. So
yeah,
we're going to call this the MSP.
Well, you know, for short.
Yeah.
It's still the Morning Splash podcast.
But we still have to educate MSP. People. You can't just assume they're going to know what MSP
exactly.
means.
Because
MSP
but you
can stand
integrate
for
it as soon as possible. So
right.
It becomes one.
Okay. So the MSP, Morning Splash podcast.
It.
Welcome to our first episode of that. And we're going to start with some of the top trending stuff we talked about today.
So American Idol's back. ABC will be doing American Idol. They don't know when they're going to put it on yet. It's still early in the process. Could be like a Sunday night thing to go
not
against
gonna
Sunday night football.
It's not going to happen.
We don't know.
Yeah. You don't think
we
so?
We don't know.
No, because here's why. Look, you know how big the NFL is? Nothing's going to take down the NFL. Ratings-wise, it's not even worth putting up that fight. Wouldn't even do it.
But it's Idol. It could.
Yeah.
You never know.
It
Idol
could.
Put up big numbers in its
okay.
day.
In its day.
In its day. That being said, they're trying to get Seacrest to host. I say you bring back the three original judges. Right?
If they did that, it'd be huge. Look, I loved Idol. Back in the day, man, we didn't miss it. When we were so invested in our singers that we loved, we would vote. I remember the first time we called, I was like, I think I did it. I think I voted. we're counted, right? We're in. We cared so much about these singers. But, you know, as time went on, man, just you kind of like, eh.
Yeah, okay.
But I really hope it does well because I just think TV viewing is different now because the way we watch things on Netflix, the way everything is kind of time-shifted viewing, you watch it on your own time. You don't have those conversations that you had with people. Because let's take this, for instance. My wife watches The Voice. She's always like a week behind on The Voice. Just because
right. DVR has changed things.
But back then you didn't. Everybody watched it live. And
right.
the next day at work or the next day at school, everybody talked about, oh my goodness, did Bo Bice not tear it up last night or what? Well,
I
those days
Bo
are
Bice.
Long gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we're all busy and, you know.
It hurts, too, with like TV shows. Think about the TV show that really blew everybody away when it came out was Lost. Lost was huge.
It was water cooler topic.
And that's because it truly was water cooler talk because they would talk about it from week to week. Like, oh, what do you think is going to happen next week?
And now you'll just save it and binge on it.
You binge it. And that's it. So there aren't these conversations that happen anymore like that. So that's why I think that, yes, will it be big? Of course it's going to be big. But it will never be at that level.
It'll
because
never be Idol big, yeah.
We've all changed the way we consume TV. It's just different. It's different now.
Yeah. Speaking of the way we consume things, Ranker.com put out a list of the most rewatchable movies of all time. Of all time. Most rewatchable. Like ones you'll go back and watch over and over again. Number one, Forrest Gump.
I agree totally.
Yeah.
It was on last week. I watched a little bit of it.
I think it's top 10. I don't know if it's number one.
No, it's up there. Without a doubt, because it's one of the greatest movies of all
time.
It
is. It is. I don't put it up there above. That's not one I'm watching every year, like it's clockwork.
Okay.
You know,
all
I'll
right.
watch it when it comes on TV. I own it.
Right.
But I'll watch
yeah.
it when I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that didn't make the list, I would watch over Forrest Gump.
Give us some ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Run through the top 10 real quick.
Top 10. Starting at one, Forrest Gump. Two, Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Believable. Three, Star Wars, A New Hope. The original Star Wars movie. Number four, Jurassic Park. Number five, The Princess Bride. Number six, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Number seven, Die Hard. Number eight, Groundhog Day.
Which is
I
one of my favorites.
That should, where did it
that
take
should
place?
Be top three.
I love that movie.
That one has to be rewatchable because of the theme of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like it just fits. Number nine, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. Number 10, Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, of the list, I'm down with Shawshank, I'm down with Groundhog Day, and I'm down with Forrest Gump. Okay, one do you think that should have been in the top 10 that
now,
weren't?
I went through the top 50 and picked some ones that I thought could be top 10 or at least should have been, you know, considered into the close to the 10. Ghostbusters, the first one. The second one, yeah, so much. But the first one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. How did that not make the top 10?
I love it.
Right?
It
Home Alone. Everybody loved Home Alone. Lost in New York, probably better, but everybody loved Home Alone. Wizard of Oz came on every year at the
well,
same time
yeah.
on TBS.
Especially since
you
I was
always
Dorothy.
Watched it. Christmas Vacation.
Ah.
That's when I start my Christmas mm-hmm. that's my Christmas movie seeing debut.
Right.
That's the one that makes its premiere every year, November 1st. Christmas Vacation. Yes, that's how early I start my
that's
Christmas
okay.
movies. The Goonies? How did it not make the top 10? Did you not love watching that movie? You could rewatch it over and over again. The Godfather?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. E.T.? Maybe, right? It's a classic. Breakfast Club? Toy Story didn't make the top 10. It didn't even make the top 30.
Hmm.
Toy Story is at number 31. Lion King at 32. A Christmas Story. It's on a 24-hour loop at Christmas every year.
Yeah, it is.
It's at 41. And Grease at 44.
I love Grease.
Can't believe Grease isn't in the top 10. I just rewatch that movie.
I like how Tad can give a detailed breakdown of all the Home Alone movies.
I know it. Okay. He really can.
Three and four. Don't get me started on three and four. But yeah, those are the top 10. Ranker.com had the list of top 10 movies. Forrest Gump, most rewatchable.
Now, as we wrap this up, I do want to pass along some sad news that Tadpole will be leaving the Morning Splash.
Yeah.
He has a new career opportunity that we're excited about. Apparently, in Japan, there is a shortage of ninjas. First of all, yes, there were professional ninjas in Japan. Secondly, there's a shortage for a couple of reasons. First of all, apparently being a ninja doesn't pay all that well.
Not a lucrative career.
So. Doesn't pay that well.
And it's not as exciting as it once was. Being a ninja used to be really cool.
Yeah, you were throwing ninja stars.
Now you're just the show pony.
Now it's something that tourists come to watch.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's a lot of work to become a ninja. The training is pretty intense.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Because they're pretty acrobatic. I mean, they do a lot of things, you know? So there's a shortage. So we thought, you know what? Tad is perfect for that.
He is.
I could see you wanting to be a ninja.
I would love to be a ninja.
He's wearing black today.
He is.
So it's
I wear black a lot, if you notice.
He does. He likes black.
So we're going to film an audition video here in a little bit of you doing ninja-like stuff.
All of my ninja skills will come to...
So
imagine this. You and your family, you save your money to go to Japan. The travel agent says, hey, while you're there, you need to do some of these dinner shows. And one of those shows involves ninjas. You're like, oh, that sounds so great. Yes, my kids would love that. They would love to see ninjas perform. So you finally make it. You sit down at the table. You have perfect seats. And the show starts with all the ninjas running out.
Yes.
And they line up side by side.
And then
they're standing there. And then your wife turns to you and goes,
what?
One of those ninjas is not like the others.
One of those is not like the others.
Because ninjas.
He's a special ninja.
This is no shot at Tad here.
I'm not exactly in shape.
You're not. I'm not either, but you're not in the best shape.
No.
Ninjas typically are in great shape. So I can see them all run out and do like cartwheels or flips. And here comes Tad.
He's out of breath before he even gets out there.
It's like the Beverly Hills Ninja come to life, you know, the great white ninja.
This is going to be great. I can't wait for the audition video. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited about it.
All right, so we wish you the very best. It's been great working with you.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Nice working with you. Okay, that's it. The MSP.
The Morning Splash Podcast.
It's Froggy 104.